Shalom. Welcome to Torah on One Foot. My name is Rabbi Nachman Simon. We continue the idea of hidden miracles. Mordechai overheard two of the chambermen that they were going to kill Ahasuerus, kill the king. And then he turned them in, and he was rewarded. And of course, that was an incredible thing that Mordechai was honored later in the Megillah because of that. So that was excellent. But now the question is, how stupid can they be? How do you talk about killing, assassinating the king in front of some other person that it can overhear them? But the answer is that they were talking a foreign language. And Mordechai, they said, well, you're Jewish, so you know Hebrew or you know Persian, the local language. You don't know, for example, Chinese or whatever. You don't know such a foreign language. But he did. They didn't know that Mordechai was on the Sanhedrin, the high court. And it's so, listen how beautiful this is, that if you're on the high court, you have to understand all 70 languages. What for? Because, like you always say, that something is always lost in translation. And therefore, a person is being convicted, they could be convicted falsely on a wrong kind of testimony. So therefore, the Sanhedrin, because Torah is always just, as we're always saying here, and here's another example, that they say we want the judge to hear it, so to speak, from the horse's mouth, directly from the witnesses and directly from the person who's accused. So therefore, he had to know all 70 languages. He knew what these foreign guards were talking about, even though they wouldn't suspect them. And therefore, he turned them in, and it was a miracle because then Mordechai was put on top of the world, and Haman was on the lowest end, and obviously he got killed. So too, that there's hidden miracles for all of us. We should have them revealed with the coming of the Mashiach.